Today is World Refugee Day, and to commemorate it, the group that formed to support refugee resettlement in Rutland, Vermont, will present a free screening of the documentary Eight Borders, Eight Days. Organizers hope the film will encourage discussion and help educate people about what refugee families go through to reach safety. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Sham, a single mother with two young children, had fled Syria and was living as a refugee in Lebanon when she met Amanda Bailey, an American filmmaker living in Beirut. Bailey says Sham had hoped to be resettled in the United States and had undergone interviews and medical tests, even taking American culture classes through the U.S. Embassy. But life as a refugee in Lebanon was difficult, and after more than 14 months of waiting, Bailey says Sham took matters into her own hands.
So I stayed in touch with her, and when I heard that she had traveled to Istanbul, I knew what that meant. She was going to contact smugglers, and she was going to make the journey to Europe that tens of thousands and eventually hundreds of thousands of Syrians made that year.
The film opens with a child's drawing that segues to the Aegean Sea.
Sham crossed eight borders from her home to get to Germany, and I traveled with her for 8 days.
In the film, which is in Arabic with English subtitles, Sham's 7-year-old daughter and 11-year-old son describe what it was like to flee to Greece in a rubber raft.
They're describing crossing the sea in a raft packed with smugglers, and they're making jokes about how one of them was sitting on top of the other. They're being playful, like any 7- and 11-year-old child is. And they're talking about how the raft started to fill with water, and the raft started to sink in the middle of the sea, and none of them knew how to swim.
The film shows the children holding their hands up near their necks to show how high the water was getting.
They remember being there and the water rising and rising and rising. And the 7-year-old girl looks me in the eye and she says, you know, we were afraid we were going to drown with this boat.
Many Americans may remember seeing the heartbreaking photos of 3-year-old Alan Kurdi, the Syrian toddler who drowned with his mother and brother making that same journey. Amanda Bailey says Sham and her young children crossed to Greece that very same day in September 2015.
I want people to see this film who maybe have never heard the personal story of the human beings affected by this sort of abstract immigration debate.
Of the millions of refugees fleeing Syria, she says 3/4 of them are women and children. Bailey, who grew up in Albany, has been showing her film and hosting panel discussions in a number of U.S. cities. She says she's been following the debate over resettlement in Rutland closely and hopes her film will help encourage more dialogue. Hunter Berryhill is a member of Rutland Welcomes, which, along with Amnesty International, is co-sponsoring the screening.
So we got excited about bringing this documentary to Rutland because we want to share information. We want to educate the folks in the city to show that the people who are resettling in Rutland are people who are in desperate need, who face very dangerous circumstances, and that Rutland is going to become their safe haven.
Panelists taking part in an interactive discussion after the screening include Hunter Berryhill, filmmaker Amanda Bailey, Amila Mirjanovich, director of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program, and Rutland City Alderman William Knott. David Motes of the Rutland Herald will moderate. Former Mayor Christopher Lewis will introduce the film, and current Mayor David Allaire says he also hopes to attend. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.